Welcome back to Sports Day. Powered by Red Energy, a 100% Australian-owned energy provider. Switch today, support an Australian company. Call 131806 or visit redenergy.com.au. Plough and Isaac, things are definitely looking up at the Carlton Football Club. And yes, change of coach can have some impact, but I think this has been a sustained, pretty reasonable month, Plough, by the Navy Blues.
Yeah, look, if I'm being absolutely brutally honest, I thought they took a backward step last Friday night. 41 points for a game was pretty disappointing. But in saying that, there's not a team in the competition that don't have one week where they're not right at their very best. If you're talking about over a 4 or 5 week period, it has been much, much better.
Assistant coach and, of course, magnificent player for the Melbourne Football Club and assistant now at Carlton, Brad Green, joins us now. Brad, thank you very much for your time.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Hey, good, thank you. Before I let Isaac and Plough go full pelt, please give us a snapshot of the last 5 weeks at the Carlton Football Club.
Yeah, certainly you've been, as you were saying before, been a better result by our boys. Obviously, as everyone knows, the start of the season wasn't great, and certainly, losing your senior coach in a short space of time, which what happened, the boys were hurting and they wanted to get out there and perform, and they've been doing that over the last few weeks. But I think Plough hit it on the head. We took a couple of steps back on Friday night. You know, obviously when you keep one goal seven or even one goal eight at one stage, we were in front of goal on Friday night. It wasn't great kicking, but it was a couple of steps back, and hopefully we go over to Freo with a better resolve than we did last Friday.
Brad, I guess leading in from that introduction before, what are the differences that Johnny Barker has brought to the Carlton Football Club?
Yeah, he's just trying to bring in, he's basically letting the guys play with, not freedom, but he's basically said to them, I want you to take risks. You know, enjoy the game for what it is. You've got great talent. You wouldn't be here otherwise. And he wants to see those talents come to fruition on game day and really, you know, they're going to make mistakes, but we're not going to sit there as a coaching group and get cross at them because they're having a go at what we're trying to get out of them.
And also, what would be the goals for the rest of the season? I guess probably finals and top four are out of the question, but the Carlton Football Club and obviously the players want to get something out of the rest of the season. What would that be?
Yeah, I suppose we sit down and we basically started a new ladder under Johnny, and we've got a couple of targets that we're trying to hit most weeks, and certainly, I thought our tackling while Mick was there wasn't up to the standard that we expected, and we're trying to hit some parameters there to get, footy's an effort-based business. If you're not bringing effort, you can't bring game plan, you can't bring style, and then you can work things around that. So they're the first things that we've tried to work on with our boys, and then we can try and bring some ball movement patterns and different things into our guys over the next 6 or 7 weeks.
Brad, I thought your skipper Mark Murphy's, form has almost mirror imaged when the changeover happened. It seems like, for whatever purpose or reason, it freed him up as well. I expect he would have been dealing with things on a daily basis and trying to put out spot fires all the time, but he looks like he's playing with a lot more freedom as well.
Yeah, certainly, I reckon he's been playing his best for me. He's looked a bit beaten up over the last couple of games. He's really been hit hard a couple of times with a couple of big hits. And I think you're right. When your team's under fire, I think the captain of any club sort of takes it on his own shoulders and probably tries and does everything. You know, I can really take it all and take the whole club, try and get it better. And, I suppose the last couple of weeks we've tried to, relieve him of that and get out there and do what Mark Murphy does best, and that's play AFL footy, and he's been a terrific player for us.
You're going to be missing a couple of really good players now. Obviously, Dennis Armfield with his injury and Bryce Gibbs, they're a nasty injury, the pec that he did on the weekend as well.
Yeah, they're two unfortunate injuries. Obviously, Bryce has had an indifferent season, coming off of BNF last year. He probably hasn't hit the straps that we saw last year, but it was a nasty injury with the pec that he got in the third quarter, and unfortunately he had to go out and get surgery. And then Dennis, I really thought he'd put five weeks of good solid football together. Was hitting the scoreboard, was putting a lot of tackling pressure, forward pressure on for us. So
you know, there are a couple of big losses, but, you know, what it does is create great opportunity for some other guys to come in and cement a place.
I've been at a couple of your games live over the last month, and to suggest that the Carlton supporters love to have Matthew Kruse back out in the ground would be a greatest understatement of all time.
Yeah, he's a great character, Kruse. Everyone knows the type of person he is, and we've all felt sorry for him over the last, you know, 18 months trying to get over that foot injury, and certainly for Carlton supporters, he's great to have out there. He's a competitive beast, and his will to compete is second to none. So, look, the boys love playing with him, and it's, you know, when the crowd gives a big Kruse when he's up and about, it's great to see.
Greeny, there's obviously a few good young players coming through, and I guess Cripps and Menzel and even Buckley coming through. What are they bringing to the team? And they seem to be really driving a few things at the moment.
Yes, I think, you know, you mentioned Cripper. You know, his standards that he's driving for such a young age is terrific. He went, you know, you take even back to the start of last pre-season, he went away, got a sprints coach, lost some weight, came back really fit, determined, and that really set upon for him to have a great year, and he's certainly showing that throughout, and he's been fantastic. You know, you mentioned Menzel's the future. You know, Dylan Buckley's been playing solid footy. You got Nick Graham that unfortunately been out for a couple of weeks, but yeah, there's some, you know that we said there's an underbelly of young talent, but we're just starting to show some signs that we have got some kids that are on the improve and have certainly got a big future at the Carlton Footy Club.
And Greeny, we've got a few ex-Melbourne people at Hawthorn in Chris Fagan and and oh, there's plenty. Cameron Bruce, Adam Uzay, David Neitz, Clarko was even at Melbourne, Brett Ratton. And I've just received a bit of a text message that you may have headed down to Tassie over the last couple of weeks. Anything happened down there, or is the body all good, or how's retirement suiting you?
Yeah, I've gone down over the last couple. Well, every time we played Friday night, I've gone down for a kick of the footy and try and think I'm still can play the game. But last time, I 5 weeks ago, I tore my hamstring, was out for about 3 or 4 weeks. So just slowly getting back. But mate, I'm just love getting out there and having a kick with a mate.
Got to know your age at some stage, Greeny. Oh. It catches up with all of us. On a more serious note, putting my ex-coach's cap on for a second, some of the actions from Chris Yaron last Friday night were really disappointing. How, as a coaching group, do you deal with that, and how does the leadership group deal with it? Because in reality, it was unacceptable.
Yeah, it was. And Chris certainly knows that, and he's been spoken about that, and John and the rest of the coaching staff have certainly you know, talked to Chris about his actions that he's showing. I think, you know, with Chris, he certainly can be a devastating player, but his energy last Friday night is not to the standard that we expect at Carlton, and you know, he's been spoken to fairly severely this week.
Brad, thanks very much for your time. I am obliged, though, to ask you just this one on leaving. Bryce Gibbs was subject to a penalty for a sling tackle on Robbie Gray, which you well know has been well discussed. And we have seen incidents subsequent to that that were not meted out with the same penalty. Just from the Carlton Football Club, no, from your point of view, is it the outcome, irrespective of what happens, is it the outcome that really should be looked at more than anything else? Or if someone does something legitimately, and that is tackle the ball and being taught that way, they should not be punished? Because we really do have quite two diverse actions taking here, and there is a thread between, because Bryce seems to have been handed the toughest penalty.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with the clarification of Mark Evans coming out to say, basically what I read of it, it's going to be outcome-based. You know, if the tackle is made and you take someone to ground and they get a head knock and concussion is what happens. I feel now that the AFL and the MRP will sanction that. So, you know, what was, I think, a bit disturbing for us was looking at the Bryce incident and then the Schultz incident, that I think it brought a bit of confusion, and I suppose Isaac is there and can comment a little bit more, that I reckon there was a little bit of confusion, but since Mark Evans has come out, I reckon it's going to be outcome-based. But is that right? You know, they're the rules. You know, probably for the old-timers, I think you should get out there and just play footy and tackle them as hard and take them to the ground as you can. But we are an industry now where we need to look after the head, and the head's sacrosanct, and I think it's going to be outcome-based.
Yeah, duty of care. Well put, Brad. Good to talk. It's a massive one that the club faces. We look forward to putting the best foot forward against Fremantle on Saturday night. Thank you very much for joining us on Sports Day.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Good on you, Brad Green, Carlton assistant there, bringing us up to date with what's happening at the Blues. Sports Day powered by Red Energy. And after that, we're going to talk by Swap. And